for today's My World of Art, I will be chatting to Zaid Flander from the Butterfly Art Project. The Butterfly Art Project is an organization that is create a network of actors, facilitators who use their art therapy skills in vulnerable communities to bring about healing and stability in children who are growing up in poverty. Zaid will be talking to me about how art can help with creativity and the healing process. Welcome to the show, Zaid. Can you please tell us more about yourself and your roles at the Butterfly Art Project?
A little bit about the Butterfly Art Project. So we are a non-profit organization that upskills adults in art therapeutic skills in order for them to implement healing art activities with children in communities of their own. And my role at the Butterfly Art Project is that I am the training program manager. And what that means is that I ensure that all of the trainings that we have available for these community art facilitators. So the adults that we teach, we call them community art facilitators, and we upskill them with many different kind of workshops and trainings, and I am involved in ensuring that all of that activities are run smoothly. And I work with a colleague called Nikki, and she ensures that all of our community art facilitators receive the right kind of trainings and materials and facilitation in order for them to run healing art classes in their communities.
How does the Butterfly Art Project support children?
So the Butterfly Art Project supports children not through only our community art facilitator network. So our community art facilitator network are the adults that we upskill, and they run healing art classes in their own community. But we also have an art center of our own, and that art center is based in Vrygrond, where we then have lots of other different community art facilitators and mentors, where people can come to the art center, where we actually implement with about 300 children a week. And those are all healing art classes focusing on ensuring that the children become more stable, using art as a way for them to to stabilize themselves, a way for them to address their trauma, where they can also freely express themselves. And ultimately, the way that we use art and how we support children is making sure that there are safe spaces for them for their expression.
What kind of art do the children do?
So our children at our art center, they do all sorts of different kind of art. They use different kinds of mediums. The ones that we teach the most is using clay, like Mother Earth. We also use mixed media, drawing, painting, oil pastels, and all sorts of other kind of, we also have some wood sculpture classes. So these are all different kinds of art therapeutic mediums that we use. And most of our kids participate in each at least one to two different kinds of mediums a year.
Why do you think art plays a role in healing?
Art has got to do a lot with oneself. It gives someone a lot of opportunity to reflect, to really build on your emotions and to self-criticize and to look at oneself. So critical thinking skills is what comes out of art. I think art also gives us the opportunity to create. And when we're given the opportunity to create or nurture something else, we can also witness what happens inside of us. And in that way, it can be quite nurturing. I think art is healing because when we create and when we express ourselves, whichever medium we're using, let's say it's a drawing, when we fully immerse ourselves into the art, we can digest traumatic events, and we can build rhythm and stability for children using art as a medium. And those then allow us to digest particular traumatic events, that allows us to heal. And if we do not heal, we become adults that are unhealthy, and we may become adults that, emit pain to others. So, like we say, hurt people hurt people. In the same way, healing people become better and they heal others. And in that way, I believe art is healing and plays a role in healing in all of us.
How can art help raise up communities?
I believe that art can raise up communities and help communities just by doing. I think all of us have a responsibility, not just to children, but we've heard many a times that it takes a village to raise a child. And that's because a child is involved in their day-to-day, involves adults all around them all day, not just by parents, but teachers, nurses, doctors, teacher's assistants, a coach, a librarian. These are all people that play vital roles in children. And at the Butterfly Art Project, we have something called the theory of change. And the theory of change has got to do with how we believe that we will change the world. And we believe that if you can start with children, healing them through art, they also become healthier, stable, more stable adults. And these are the adults that will be in those roles for other kids and continually start a positive cycle to raise up communities. We believe that a community, a stable community and a healthy community, leads to other bigger, stable and healthier societies. And in that way, I believe that art will raise up our community.
How has COVID affected the work that the Butterfly Art Project does?
COVID has affected us quite interestingly, I would say. In the beginning, it was definitely quite a big shock when the hard lockdown first came about. But what happened was we ended up, we couldn't then serve our beneficiaries anymore, meaning we couldn't have our trainings for adults. We also couldn't serve our children anymore at our art center. And the way we responded to it was that we ended up taking all of our materials that we had in our cupboards, in our art center. We started making up art toolkits. We had our director at the time, she is an art therapist, and she was developing healing art therapeutic kind of activity books. And we then printed many of these books and we distributed them. We put them all in art packs, and these healing art kits we basically put in like little brown bags, and we wrapped them up and we spread them all across South Africa. So all of our community art facilitators would find their way to our art center. They would take a whole bunch of different healing art packs for their kids, and they would distribute it by the hand to each of the kids, because many of our kids didn't actually have devices like phones and computers. So the option of having online classes wasn't realistic. But instead, what we did was we then brought the art to them and ensured that when these healing art kits arrived to their doorstep, they felt less isolated. They were able to express themselves while they were in isolation. They were also able to still feel safe and still have a place to be with themselves and reflect and really understand and express themselves creatively, which I think was one of the most beautiful things. So COVID definitely affected our work, it definitely affected our funding, but it didn't stop us from trying to spread the healing across country.
What message do you have for the children listening about following the passion of art?
Art is something that is, it has its beauty in all of its ways. Sometimes we create art and we don't like what we create. And sometimes we create art and we totally love it and it builds our ego. And I think it's important to just continue doing art all the way and being able to look at yourself and reflect at yourself as an artist and see what you love, what you do not love, what happens to you when art doesn't go well, what happens to art, what happens to you when your art does go well, and when it also doesn't go well. And I think that is how we learn and able to really recognize ourselves and being able to look at ourselves and become more emotionally intelligent beings. In that way, I think that my message to everyone, not just children, but everyone, is to continually do art. Always have at least a little part of your day that you can do a little bit of art, whether it's sewing or whether it's just a little bit of time for you to self-reflect. And I think this is what brings stability to us as, you know, as human beings. And not all of us would have the opportunity, of course. And that's why we're trying to make art more accessible to everybody. And we're trying to make safe spaces and spaces of reflection available to everyone, even if it's just for half an hour a day. So my ultimate message to everyone is to keep doing it, even when you don't enjoy it.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
Yeah, I think that there's a few things that I'd like to say. So firstly, thank you so much for having me for this interview, Leila. And I would like to share that the Butterfly Art Project is always open. We are a non-profit organization that is always looking for more adults in the world that we can upskill in art therapeutic skills. And this kind of our community art facilitated training that I'm talking about is available to anyone. It can be a nurse, it could be a doctor, it could be someone that is just a community leader that has lots of kids in the afternoons. It could be, you know, someone at home. It could be any person that wants to help in their community and has the time to run healing art classes with children in their own spaces. And so if they find that they tick any of those boxes, they can make contact with us and come to any of our trainings where we would upskill them in, you know, the four art therapeutic mediums, which is our early beginnings course. And everything is free. We provide the art materials to them. And yeah, in this way, we believe when we create this army of community art facilitators, they will spread all of this healing across South Africa. And so with that, I'd like to say that people can get in touch with us via our website. It's www.butterflyartproject.org. And there's also our contact number and our email address. So our email address is info@butterflyartproject.org. Or they can contact us via WhatsApp, which is 060-805-6482. So that's 060-805-6482. That is our WhatsApp number for the Butterfly Art Project and for anyone that's interested in doing our trainings. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Zaid, for interviewing.